Democrats and Republicans from around the region gathered to watch the presidential election unfold Tuesday night. 88.5's Will James and Simone Alisea were in two very different rooms as the historic results came down.
Washington State Republicans gathered at the Hyatt Hotel in Bellevue. Fox News played on two giant screens, and soon they showed a pattern. Donald Trump taking state after state after state. Chants grew louder. The mood grew triumphant, but it lacked a sense of surprise. Many Trump supporters said they expected victory. They knew the depth of their anger, and they knew the polls had to be wrong. In a ballroom full of blazers, Luke Lucanati stood out in a shirt that said Hillary for prison. He says he never trusted what news outlets told him about Trump's chances.
They're part of the cabal and the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate. They're all wrapped up together.
But a few Republicans say they were surprised, even a little shell-shocked by their side's victory. Matilda Montgomery says she supported Ted Cruz in the primary and wasn't sure Trump would win the general election. With victory in hand, she says she felt both excited and concerned that Trump wouldn't follow through on all his promises to conservatives.
There's a lot to be done, and America needs to pray for him and his family and the party. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a lot of issues, and I think America was bothered by that. And I'm saddened for her, and I hope that, you know, that she heals. It's a sad loss.
Autumn Bennett says her feelings were decidedly more mixed than other Republicans celebrating in the ballroom.
So I am not a Trump supporter, but I am definitely not a Hillary supporter. So I'm pleased that Hillary lost. I voted for a different candidate. So I'm happy that I got to keep my principles and not vote for Trump, but yet Hillary lost. I do, however, feel concerned because I feel like we now have a cartoon character for a president.
Michael Yan, a college Republican at the University of Washington, says Donald Trump was the very reason he became a Republican. And he says he knew what he calls a silent majority was waiting to shock the establishments of both parties on election night.
There's this side of me where I always had faith, belief, that America would be able to not just follow what others say necessarily, and what the analysts and the projectors and the whole polling industry say what's going to happen, but rather believe in themselves.
Where pollsters saw an upset, Trump supporters like Yan saw destiny. Will James, 88.5 News.
Meanwhile, across Lake Washington, state Democrats gathered at the Westin in downtown Seattle. As the night wrapped up, groups of stragglers headed to the bar. CNN was playing silently on a TV when the crawl announcing Hillary Clinton's concession to Donald Trump flashed on the screen. The lounge rippled as people realized what was happening.
No! No! No!
A series of choice expletives came next, followed by tears. Some people were wearing I'm with her buttons, but many initially came to the Westin to show support for local candidates and initiatives. Minimum wage, gun control, the congressional and gubernatorial races. Brittany Silvis came in expecting a celebration.
We were going into today and Hillary was not the candidate we were concerned about. She was supposed to win.
Silvis and others describe feeling disappointed and sad, yes, but also speechless, unsure of what to do next.
It's not over. We're not going to let him win.
Well, what's left?
A fight. A long fight. He's not going to have it easy.
Some, like Tariq Scott, are equally fearful of what a Trump presidency could mean. Words like racism, xenophobia, and sexism were bandied around. But he takes a more practical approach.
I want to cry right now because I'm so disappointed. But, I mean, honestly, I just think that, you know, if Trump wins, I mean, that's because the Democrats us 4 more years to really think about different strategies on how to take back America.
Many of those local issues Democrats turned out to support that night have been successful. But any consolation there might be in feeling their corner of the world is on track was burdened by overwhelming uncertainty for the country at large. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.